Welcome to Spill Real Tea, the podcast where real estate professionals spill the wildest, craziest, most jaw-dropping stories from the field. I'm your host, Jessa Patton, an agent with RE/MAX at the Crossing, here to bring you the behind-the-scenes tales from the world of real estate. If you haven't already, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to at Spill Real Tea on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, all the things. And I hope that you enjoy today's episode. Joining me today is nonetheless Grant Royer from True Blood Real Estate. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So for those of you who don't know Grant, can you give us a little background information on who you are, what you do, and how you got into it?
Yeah, for sure. So my name's Grant Royer. Like she said, I'm 19, soon to be 20, graduated from McCutcheon High School. The reason I got into real estate is my grandma's been doing it ever since I can remember, truthfully. The freedom and the ability to give back to things that she cared about still while doing real estate really inspired me to chase this career, and it's why I'm doing it so young.
So you're at True Blood now, but back when I met you, so we met at the Young Professionals Network.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, that was like August of last year.
Yeah.
And then we had gone to lunch just to get to know each other. You had mentioned that you were at a brokerage previously.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what was the reasoning for making the jump to where you are now?
I would say, honestly, workflow, work pace. What I was doing there, I wasn't truthfully in love with and what I was doing every day. And now that I feel with True Blood, I get a lot more freedom. I'm doing things that, it's more so less phone calls, more so showing, being out in the field and, feeling like I'm doing real estate actually and not just calling people.
Yeah, you're not just making appointments, you're hands-on.
Yeah, like you actually get to do real estate.
And that's the best part.
Yes.
And if we weren't hands-on, we wouldn't be able to sit here and talk about the crazy experiences that we go through. So
thankful.
Just throwing that out there. It's my understanding that you're on a team right now.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. What is that dynamic?
So it's just me and my business partner, Kendrick. He's the leader of the team, Navar Real Estate Group. So right now it's kind of just me and him. It's a business partnership, but it's more so a friendship as well. And just somebody who's a great mentor towards me.
Awesome. I love it. We were speaking about what topic we wanted to present for today's podcast, and we had a couple ideas.
Yes.
Are we doing a full send on firing clients?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Okay. I'll talk about an experience I had, and then we'll hop into something crazy that you've gone through.
Absolutely.
Before we dive in, please note, if you're a realtor or real estate professional, always consult your managing broker or seek legal advice for any real estate matters. The resolutions in these stories are for entertainment purposes only and may not reflect best practices or legal standards. Mine personally kind of has a bunch of twists and turns throughout it.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind, I'm an agent in Lafayette. There's an agent in Indianapolis who sends me a referral. A buyer looking to purchase a property. Okay. This buyer is looking for a property in, I'm going to change the city name to Fort Wayne.
Okay.
The distance. Okay. Keep in mind the distance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get connected with this buyer. We're in a price range for like $250,000 to $300,000. Stellar. Just got into the business. I will take whatever I can get.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Whew. It goes downhill.
Yeah.
They want to go look at 12 properties in one day. And I'm like, how about we span that? Like, let's make that 2 days with six properties each. It's a lot. But I understand the market was crazy. Houses were flipping. And they're ready to put in an offer.
Got to get after it.
Bingo. So I touch base with their lender just to make sure we're all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Red flag number one. We're not on the same page.
It's always fun.
Come to find out, not only were they wanting to move to Fort Wayne, his job was an hour and 45 minutes away from where they would be living.
That's a fun drive every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun drive.
I knew this was kind of an issue. From my understanding, it may not be a written rule, but you try to stay within an hour and a half radius from where you're located in regards to work or your occupation. However, with it being an hour and 45 minutes, now you got underwriters scratching their head. Like, are they going to be living there full time? Like, who makes a commute that far away?
No, 100%.
Every single day. Doesn't make sense. The math is not mathing. The underwriters are asking for proof of new employment because he was changing employers.
Yeah.
Fun. Always and pretty much a written letter of how they plan to make the distance work to take it all into consideration.
Okay. So they're writing a letter at this point.
So they're writing a letter. Supposed to be writing a letter. And they still want to go look at these houses.
Oh, okay.
And now they can't make it, and they want me to take her mother to go look at these houses. Days go by. I have no letter. She has the audacity to ask me to put in an offer on a property sight unseen. Still with no letter.
Don't do that, people, unless you're an investor, maybe. Please.
Don't do that.
Please.
Please don't do that.
Not a good idea.
It was absolutely insane. And then we were three-way calling, me, the wife, and the lender. Mm-hmm. They're going at each other.
Oh, so now you're
And I'm just stuck in the middle. You want to know the worst part?
Tell me.
I don't think you're ready. This referral agent wanted 55%. Not only did I fire this client, but the lender also fired this client.
Oh.
It was that bad. And that was the short version. I actually went back through text before you got here, just reading the chaos, because I don't delete anything.
Yeah. You got to have everything on record.
Yeah,
got
no. To. That was chaos.
Sounds like a fun one. That's an interesting first client to have to fire.
I know.
And you never want to have to fire
never.
A client.
It's luckily, always like, ugh. Luckily, I never met them in person, so. Yeah.
Thankfully, it didn't get too far into it, and you weren't out too much time. You know, people don't realize it's the prep beforehand.
Like, absolutely.
It's taking time for you to dig in, research the property, so you're prepared to show 12 homes, which is not doable in a day,
and coordinate all the showings.
12 is not possible.
That would be a whole day of showings.
I don't think that's possible to respect each home's time, truthfully.
No, like, you would
actually
forget.
Look. Yeah.
I feel like you would forget the characteristics of the home. That's why I try to do no more than five.
I've seen four homes in a day with a person, and they're like, hey, we got to go check out two of those again. And it happens. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, I get
I know.
It. You've seen a lot.
What do you got for me?
For the first time I've ever had to fire a client, I started talking to them a little bit over the phone, set up an appointment for a showing. It's about 40 minutes away from Lafayette, somewhere in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to the showing, you know, we're talking, it's all good. Get into the door, we have all the first pleasantries. Hey, nice to meet you. How are you doing? And we're looking around the house, and we get to the master bedroom. Now, the bedroom didn't have a door on it at the time. I pointed out, I'm like, hey, it doesn't have a door. I'm not sure if they plan on getting a door on it or whatever, like, I'll find out for you.
But let's notate that.
Yeah. You know, we're talking a little bit further. You know, we go check out the bathroom. We come back into it and they go, we like it, but it needs a door so we can get into our kinky stuff while people are over here. And I look at them and I'm a little bit shell-shocked, first of all, but I do my best and I'm just like, absolutely, I'd want you to have a door so you can have your privacy.
Mm-hmm.
We're checking out the rest of the home. We walk into another bedroom. This bedroom doesn't have a door either. It was just these two bedrooms. Is a little bit weird. Not
Seems like a weird trend.
Yeah, not sure why only two of them were missing, but nonetheless, they walk back in and they're like, they see these little like hooks almost that were on the wall. Like you could tell something was put there and they're like, that might be good for chains.
Oh my God.
And so after that, I don't even remember what I said, truthfully. I'm sure I was so shell-shocked. I was like, yeah, probably like looks like something was there. Just, you know. Keeping the convo moving along, because that's not something I want to harp on.
I would have been singing Chains and Whips Excite Me.
I was so... And the weirdest part was they were so comfortable. They, like, didn't think, like, maybe we should keep this private. Huh. Maybe say, hey, we love doors for privacy purposes.
Right.
And I think I would have got the
message.
It's just
interesting that they notated while people are here.
Yeah, that was a little bit weird, too. It's
okay.
I
caught that.
Yeah.
But okay.
I don't even think I realized that at first, too. I was just like, okay, yeah, you want your privacy. Like, who doesn't want a door on there?
I respect that.
By the end of it, they'd made another comment, and I forget what this one was, but I remember that they made it. It wasn't as vulgar, necessarily, as the other two, but they again mentioned, like, oh, yeah, private time. And I was like, you've mentioned it, like, three times. It's getting a little bit uncomfortable. So I'm driving home, and I'm like, well, that was an interesting one. You know, that's one you don't forget about. So, long story short, I did not continue to work with them as I felt like almost a respect boundary of like, you know, we don't, let's have fun, let's talk about things. We're all adults, but I don't need to know about your kinky time.
Well, Grant, I can't blame them. You have such a likable personality.
I know, I'm so like, fun to
I trust you with my deepest, darkest secrets.
I try to be that way, but, you know, some things I don't want to know.
Have you had to fire multiple clients since you've been in real estate?
There was a second one that was close. Thankfully, we kind of both decided it was best if, you know, we go separate ways. So, only one. I hope I don't have to fire any more clients. I don't have fun doing it. At a certain point when things aren't progressing, you got to know when to, okay, am I the right person for them? It's a two-way street, and you sometimes the relationship just isn't going to work out.
Sometimes it's not a good fit, and that's okay.
No, 100%. I mean, you're going to find some people that, you know, throughout life in general, that's not my cup of tea. That's okay. There's plenty of other agents in our market around the state of Indiana who are great at what they do, and maybe they are your cup of tea, and more power to you. I want you to get the best service for you.
Actually, I got one more story, and then we'll wrap it up. So I have, I guess you could call them return clients, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's repeat business. It's someone that I've known. It's a Sphere client. I showed her and her husband several homes. It's always been fun, and I've enjoyed every single minute with them. And I wish they would sell their house now so we could go look at houses and do it all over again. Yeah. One of our showings, she was running a little late. Finally, she shows up, and she's like, oh, hey, I have something for you. And I'm like, uh-oh. She's like, close your eyes and put your hand out.
Never.
So I'm like,
never.
But I trust her. So never. I'm like, okay. And I do it. And she puts the smallest purple dick in my hand. And come to find out, she was on TikTok shop and she bought a bag of dicks. She brought me a dick.
That's an interesting one.
I know, but I love them so much that I loved it. No, I actually took it to the bar and threw it at the bartender.
It's a good story.
I know.
Throwing dicks at bartenders.
Throwing dicks at bartenders.
Sounds like a great night.
Let's end with one more question. Okay. What surprised you most about real estate compared to what you expected before getting into it?
I kind of had a good expectation coming in from my grandma that I talked about previously of just like, hey, it's not all glitz and glamour. So I would say the biggest shock to me was how much of a therapist you almost are to people throughout the process.
Oh, Lord, I know.
Like, you learn some people are getting a divorce, some people just had a new baby, whatever it is, there's going to be news and stuff that goes on.
I will say I do like watching how other couples problem solve or handle conflict.
Oh,
I
like how seeing some couples, they're just like, yeah, whatever makes the other person happy, like, I'll live in whatever. I remember a couple argued over the cabinets, and I'm like, cabinets can go and be replaced. That's something that we can change.
You know, as I reflect back and I think about what surprised me most than what I expected is how much work you got to put in. You got to make a name for yourself. You got to get a sphere of influence. So you got to meet people, get connections, and you got to be good at retaining information. Yeah.
I hate using this term because it's weird, but you eat what you kill in this industry.
No, that is so true.
Like, you got to go out there, and if you put yourself in a bad position for a month, that could lead to, well, then a month without a paycheck.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that. Do you want that?
Oh, and financial balance. There we go.
Yeah. You can feel like, okay, I'm in a great spot, then things fall out too. Things fall out, so got to have a base.
Absolutely. I think that's a wrap.
Hey, this was so fun. I appreciate you having me on.
So much fun. Well, thank you for coming on the show. Again, this is Grant Royer with True Blood Real Estate. I'll put all of his contact information in the descriptions. So until next time, stay powerful, stay productive, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.